On the front lines of airport safety are flight attendants, many of whom say they do not feel very safe these days. The Association of Flight Attendants, the union that represents about half of the 100,000 attendants working in the U.S., is threatening to strike. They say not enough has changed to guarantee safety in the air. Robert Hunter is a flight attendant with U.S. Airways. He says many of his passengers are still afraid.
What comes to mind and what the passengers immediately have been thinking about lately are things like cockpit intrusion. And I know at this point that that's probably not going to be likely because we really have enforced the doors, and I don't believe people will have access to the cockpit. There are certain things that the traffic public has oftentimes assumed go on, things like screening checked baggage. That's still not being done, and I think that's another hole. That wasn't the issue during the last incident, but is that a potential future incident? And I wonder about that.
When you're back in the cabin and the door is closed, you figure that the pilot and co-pilot are safer than they have been, but do you feel threatened there in the rear of the plane?
Well, at this point, we don't really have any additional defenses or anything in terms of a flight attendant to kind of, I don't want to say arm ourselves, but protect ourselves. And I do believe that no one can get into the cockpit, but I also understand that at 30,000 feet, 911 is not available to me, nor is there any help other than the passengers. It's not the flying public's role to come to the assistance of the flight attendants. Flight attendants need some training. We need some perhaps non-lethal types of either weapons or things that can kind of disable people in the cabin to do harm to either the passengers or us, the flight attendants. Whether it's a system where we can press a button and the cockpit knows we're under attack and the system is alerted and they do maneuvers to disable people who might be out of their seats trying to harm us or the passengers, or whether there are certain things like pepper sprays or stun guns. I mean, we've asked for those things to be looked at. We want something.
So you're asking for that. You're also asking for things to be done on the ground. One of them would be matching baggage to a passenger. This is done, of course, in Europe, but it would be ineffectual in a suicide bombing situation, would it not?
That would be ineffectual, but that really kind of addresses the thinking somebody checks a bag and disappears and they've put something in the bag that you don't want on board your airplane. But even more on our minds today is, why are the bags being put on the plane? Why is cargo being put on the plane without being screened? Because we know that there are people who don't take their personal safety seriously and it's not a priority. And if they're willing to check a bag and get on the plane, where does that leave us? Everything that's put on board that airplane, everybody who comes in contact with that airplane, from the ground personnel, caterers, baggage loaders, contract employees who fuel the planes, they all need to go through the security checks that we as crew members do because they have access to the plane. And in addition, everything that's put on that plane needs to be screened.
Any of your colleagues looking for other jobs? Are you talking about the fact that maybe this is just dangerous work?
Well, you know, I guess you're always going to find somebody that is, but as a whole, no, not, we, you know, like our jobs. It's a very unique lifestyle, and just as a group, we kind of have a consensus that we don't want to have to choose between our job and a safe job. We want our job. We absolutely believe that it can be made to be safe, but they're just not doing it right now, and it's very frustrating to us.
Mr. Hunter, thank you.
You're welcome.
Robert Hunter, a flight attendant with U.S. Airways. He talked with us from New York.